We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin, and we have two lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Vav Amid Bey. So the topic of the ninth perek of Mesech de Zvachim, perek of Mizbeach Mekadesh, is the idea that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulim. It says in the Torah in Parshas Tzavik, Kol HaNegeya B'Mizbeach Yiptosh. It says in the Torah in Parshas Tzav, Hi Ha'Oyva. And Chazal learned from both of these psukim that even a Dover Pasul that touches the Mizbeach, Kivan She'olu Lo Yerdu, which we said means that although there's no mitzvah haktara, there's no mitzvah zrika, there's no din nisuch with the davar pasul, but kol anegeya b'mizbeach yikdash, hi ha'oilo. When a davar pasul touches the mizbeach is mekadeshit, thus ha'mizbeach mekadesh, it gives it a kedusha with regards to the fact that even though it's still pasul, but there's going to be a halacha that this davar pasul now has a din haktara. The perek then digressed, make inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan, and discussed different things that are technically not royal haktara if they go on the mizbeach. Is there a din haktara or is there no din haktara? For example, basar kachim kachim u basar kachim kalim, the chelik of a carbon that was nechal l'kayanim or nechal l'baylim, it didn't have a mitzvah haktara. If it touches the mizbeach, is there a din haktara or is there not a din haktara? Then the Mishnah discussed the carbon oil, which we know is kulei kala, but it's a little bit of a misnomer because before the carbon oil was put completely on the mizbeach, it was first skin. So there were parts of the carbon oil that didn't go on the mizbeach. So what would be the halacha with regards to that? Somebody said the gidim and the kranayim and the tlafayim. Din haktara, no din haktara. And in timtzoloimar, there's no din haktara. Now that it's on the mizbeach, could it remain on the mizbeach? Do we say kivan she'olu lo yerdu? Or maybe the halacha would be a malu yerdu. The Mishnah then discussed what would be if something was on the mizbeach, it was in the marocha of the mizbeach, and then it popped out. Do you have to put it back on, or do you not have to put it on? In other words, a dover kosher, a varim ksherim, a kosher part of an animal that was actually in the marach, it started burning, and now it fell off. You put it back on, you don't put it back on. And that's going to be the topic of today's daf. So the Mishnah said, a very interesting halach, it depends. Before chatzos, you have to put it back on. La'acha chatzos, we say that once it started burning already, at that point, you don't have to put it back on anymore. The Gemara made an akimta. The Gemara said that this whole shayla is discussing when it was shriri, where at the very least, it was burnt enough that you could look at it as if the haktara took place. But at the same time, it's not at the point where it's cold. So it's in this in-between stage. It started burning. It's now off the maracha. Yes, back on. No, back on. Before chatzos, you have to put it back on. But if it was Bereish HaMizbeach at the time of chatzos, at that point the halacha is chatzos is oisa equal, so to speak. It renders it to be 100% burnt. At that point the halacha is you will not have to put it back on. Obviously, for this we would need a makar. And the Gemara said there is a makar. It says in the beginning of Parashat Tzav that the haktara of the Evarim was supposed to happen kol alayla ad haboker. And then the pasuk says it was a mitzvah in the morning to do Chumas Hadashin. But Chazal Darshan, that the zman of kol alayla ad haboker is really going backwards to the zman of haktara and forwards to the zman of harama, haketza. How's it possible that the whole night you're supposed to do haktara, the whole night you're supposed to do harama? Aren't they contradictory? Haktara means you burn it. Harama means you clean up from what was burnt. Says the Gemara Chalkeo, you divide the nine into two, chetzi la haktara v'chetzi la harama. Regardless, that's the makar to this halacha, that if the evarim were on the mizbeach, v'chatzois, chatzois is always equal, so if it now came off after chatzois, you don't have to put it back on. But if it was before chatzos, you would have to put it back on. Says the Gemara, Itmar, two lines from the bottom, Pevav, Amid Beis, Pirshu, Kedim, Chatzos, Vechzir, Macha, Chatzos. What would be if the Evarim came off the Marocha before chatzos? It came off the Mizbeach before chatzos. This is important. It's not just not on the Marocha. It's not even on the Mizbeach, Vechziron. And now the Kohen, when you put it back on, but Acha, Chatzos. So at the moment that the clock strikes midnight, at that point, it wasn't on the Mizbeach at all. Rabba, Amar Rabba says, Chatzos Sheini Oichlasan. Meaning, that's Pasha, that the only time Chatzos is Oise Eagle is if it was Beroish HaMizbeach at the time of Chatzos. That's what Rabba's taking for granted. The question is, if it wasn't Bereish HaMizbech at the time of Chatzos, is there a backup Zman? Is there a plan B? Is there a Rabbeinu Tam Zman, so to speak? Is there another time where we could say that it wasn't on the Mizbech at Chatzos, but there's a second Zman? You could still chap the second Zman. So Rabbi said, yeah, you know what it is? It's the next night. You could keep it Bereish HaMizbech until the next night, and if it's going to be Bereish HaMizbech by Chatzos Sheni, at that point, it's going to be Oysa Iko, so that you're not going to have to put it back on the Maroch. Rav Chizda says, Amud HaShachar, you don't have to wait until Chatzos Sheni. Amud HaShachar, Alois itself, is going to be the Zman. Meaning, even though we had a Pasuk for Chatzos Oysa Iko, but really there's another Zman, there's a backup Zman, which according to Rav Chizda is not the second Chatzos, but rather it's Amud HaShachar. Ami Beirav, my time is Rav Chizda. What's the Makar to Rav Chizda? Meaning, we have a Makar for Chatzos. You need a Makar for Amud HaShachar. So he said, I know Mikal Bochem. Ma Chatzos Sheni Oysalino Oysiko. Ma the Chatzos. That's not Oysalino. You don't find anywhere that anything should be possible once Chatzos comes. But we know that there is a psulina related to Amud HaShachar. The Emurim, if they're hanging around when Amud HaShachar comes, so the Emurim become possibleina. So you see that Amud HaShachar has a koyach to create a chalois in a dover kodesh. Amud HaShachar is oisolina. Chatzos is not oisolina. So says Rav Chizda, it's a poshta kal v'chaymer. Uma chatzos she'ein oisolina oiseikol. Ma da chatzos doesn't have an ability to be oisolina. It could be oiseikol. Amud HaShachar is oisolina. Amud HaShachar that is oisolina. Ain't it in she'oiseikol. So it's for that reason Rav Chizda said, although I don't have a mefurish makar, that Amud HaShachar can create this ikol. But once I know chatzos is oiseikol, I know that from the gzeres hakos of cholkeu chetzi la'aktara v'chetzi la'aktara, I can now use one of the yudgum the mid of Kavu Chaim to tell me that just like Chatzos is Oysa Ikol, Amud HaShachar is going to be Oysa Ikol as well. Another Shiloh, Pirshu Kedim Chatzos, Vechziron Amud HaShachar. What would be if the Evarim came off the Mizbeach before Chatzos and now Chatzos, Amud HaShachar passed? So the question is, what's going to be the second Zman now? So according to Rabba, that says Chatzos Sheni, Rabba Amar Chatzos Sheni Oichlasan. This is Rabba L'shitasai. Rabba says there's a Chatzos Sheni. It's Pashut. That's what's going to be Oisik. Rav Chizda says Ein Behem Ikul Olam. There is no Ikul at all. In other words, there's two machloikis in between Rabba and Rav Chizda with regards to what happens if the Evarim were off the Mizbeach before Chatzos. So it never was Oisik Ikul. There's a din that you have to put it back on the Mizbeach. The question is, however, is there a second Zman that could be Oysa Iko? So that we'll say that if it's Beroish HaMizbeach during that second Zman, that will now create the Iko that I don't have to put it into the fire again? Or is there no second Zman? Says the Gemara, it's a Machloikis, Rabba and Rav Chizda. And the Gemara broke it down into two separate cases. The first case was where you put it up after Chatzos, before Alois HaShachar. According to Rabba, Alois HaShachar is not Oysa Ikol. You'd have to wait to Chatzos Sheni. Rav Chizda said, Alois HaShachar is Oysa Ikol. The second case was where it was off the Mizbeach at the time of Chatzos. It was even off the Mizbeach at the time of Alois HaShachar. Now you put it up after Alois HaShachar. Rabba L'shitasai says, Chatzos Sheni Oichlason. Rav Chizda, who said that Chatzos Sheni is not Oichlason, it was Amud HaShachar that was Oichlason. It's only the first Amud HaShachar that's Oichlason. If it misses the first Amud HaShachar, at that point, in Bahem Ikuloy, the mask of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the Kasha on Rabba and Rav Chizda. He said, "Uman leimad on the Chatzos Bereish HaMizbeach Meshavet Lo Ikul." Who told you, Rabba, and who told you, Rav Chizda, that the only time Chatzos is Oysa Ikul is if they Evarim on Bereish HaMizbeach? Tilm Kolech the Mishkechala Meshavet Lo Ikul. Meaning, we learned that from a pasuk Chetzi La Ktar veChetzi La Rama that Chatzos is Oysa Ikul. It's a tremendous chiddush because you would think that Ikul is not totally in Zman. You don't look at your clock or your watch to know whether the food is ready. You look at the food to see if the food is ready. Kamash Malon, this chiddush, it's learned that from a pasuk, Chatzos is Oysa Ikol. But the Mirama clearly presupposing that Chatzos Oysa Ikol is only true if it's Beroish HaMizbeach at the time of Chatzos. But if it's not Beroish HaMizbeach at the time of Chatzos, it's Pasha Chatzos, it's not Oysa Ikol. That's the Shaila. If it wasn't Beroish HaMizbeach at the time of Chatzos, is there a second Zman Ikol? Chatzos Sheni, Amud HaShachar, Ein Behem Ikol Olam. That's the different variables. And this machlokes is Rabban. But if you would tell me the Chatzos is Oysa Ikol, even if it's not Bereish HaMizbeach, there'd be no Shaila. This whole conversation would be moot. Because once Chatzos comes, whether the Evarim are on the Mizbeach or not on the Mizbeach, Chatzos is going to be Oysa Ikol. Meaning you wouldn't have a din to put it back on the Mizbeach. So Rav Yosef said it in a rather dramatic way. He said, Uman Leimalon, who told you, Rabbi and Rav Chisda, that the only time Chatzos is Loisa equals if it's Reish HaMizbech. The Joshua doesn't say anything about Reish HaMizbech. It doesn't reference Reish HaMizbech. It says Chalkeu, Chetzi L'Aktar v'Chetzi L'Aroma. Who cares if the Evarim are in the Mizbech or if they're not in the Mizbech? Says the Gemara, not just that, Sholchu Mitam, they sent a brief, a message, a telegram from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Hilchas like Rabbi Yosef. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. This kasha that Rabbi Yosef asked, that who told you that the equal of Chatzos only works if it's not Bereish HaMizbeach, is true. Meaning, Chatzos is always the equal even where it's not Bereish HaMizbeach. Thus, this whole conversation at first glance between Rabba and Rav Chisda is Itmar Nami, Yom Rav Chiba Rabba said the same thing. Pishukin Chatzos, Vechzir Nach Chatzos. What happens if the Devarim came off before Chatzos and you put it back at the time of Chatzos? Meaning, it wasn't Bereish HaMizbeach at the time of Chatzos. Loi Nenim, you can't have Ano, but the Lo Moyalin, but there's also no Isser Milim Adai Raisa. What does it mean if there's no Isser Milim Adai Raisa? It means it was Nasus Mitzvasai, right? You could only be Mayal and Hektish when it's like Nasis Mitzvasai. Once it was Nasis Mitzvasai, there's no Mila, because Mila by definition means Mila is to Hektish what Gzela is to us mortals. So just like you're not allowed to steal from somebody, you're not allowed to steal from Hektish. It's the same concept as the famous Reb Chaim in Sefer. Reb Chaim says the Gdarim of Meila work with the Gdarim of Gzela. It's the same thing. You're stealing from Hashem. When are you stealing from Hashem? When it's supposed to go to Hashem. Once it's Nasis Mitzvasai, it's not Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore, so to speak. Hashem used it, quote unquote. At that point, it doesn't pass Me'ilah. So if Reb Chaim Rabbah said that there's no Me'ilah on these Eivarim, because Chatzos came, it means it was Oysa Ikol. Now, where were these Eivarim? They were Pirshu Koidim Chatzos V'Chzir Macha Chatzos. So you see, even though it wasn't Bereish HaMizbech at the time of Chatzos, still, it's Oysa Ikol. That's like Rav Yosef said, Uman Lemelon, that Chatzos is Oysa Ikol even if it's not Bereish HaMizbech. They can't talk about Kaporim. Bar Kaporim said the same thing. Pirshu Koidim Chatzos V'Chzir Macha Chatzos. Yoytze Midei Me'ilo, that if, as long as Chatzos came, even though it was Chzirim La'acha Chatzos, meaning it wasn't Bereish HaMizbech at the time of Chatzos, still there's no Me'ilo, which means it was Nasir Mitzvasai, which means that Chatzos is also equal, even when it's not Bereish HaMizbeach. In other words, we began the Gemara with the Machlokes Rabban and Rav Chisda. What would be if the Evarim weren't Bereish HaMizbeach at the time of Chatzos? So you don't have Chatzos also equal. Is there a second Zman, Chatzos Sheni, Avodah Shachar, Kuntz again, Rav Yosef, Rav Chia Bar Rabba, and Bar Kapora? And they all said, no, doesn't matter if the Evarim are Bereish HaMizbeach or they're not Bereish HaMizbeach. Chatzos also equal, regardless of where they Evarim are. So Amalei Rav Papa Labayo, V'chim Yachad, the Sholchum Yitam, Hilchus HaRav Yosef, being that they sent this telegram from Eretz Yisrael, the Hilchus HaRav Yosef, for Rav Chia Bar Rabba, V'chim Tani Bar Kapora, that the halacha is that Chatzos is equal even if it's not Bereish HaMizbeach. Rabbi Rav Chisda b'Maplik. He said, what in the world were Rabbi and Rav Chisda arguing about? Meaning, Rav Papa was very bothered by it. He said, what, Rabbi and Rav Chisda, they made such a terrible mistake? They thought Chatzos is equal only Bereish HaMizbeach. Look how wrong they were. Amalei, he told them, Chas v'shalom, b'shmeinim. They were arguing where the meat was so juicy, it was so fatty, there was so much still there, that there's no way that we could have looked at it as being equal. So you're right. The concept of Chatzos Soysa Iku would be true whether it's Bereish HaMizbeach or whether it's not Bereish HaMizbeach. But Hocha B'mayaskinon, where it wasn't Shayach for the Chatzos to be Oysa Iku, the reason is because it was too juicy. And as we saw right in the beginning of this Sugya, that the only time Chatzos could be Oysa Iku is if it's cooked to a certain degree. This was too Shomein in order to look at it as Iku. And it's for that reason that we missed the Zman. And then the question is there a second Zman or is there not a second Zman? There's some very obvious Pshat Tava Kashas they have to ask on this Gemara. But regardless, we do what we do. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Bayamine Rava Mei Rabba. So another very, very important Gemara in the Sugyas of Zvach. So Rava asked his Rebbe, Rabba, Akasha. So Rabba was Rava's Rebbe. So the Talmud's asking the Rebbe. So we're talking about Psul Lina. What does Lina mean? That if a Varim are Lon, meaning they weren't burnt, B'meshach V'layla, so the halacha is that they become possible. So we know that all avodas in the Beis HaMikdash were done during the day. The pasuk says, "Bim tzavseis b'nei Yisrael ha'akrivus korbanim." Avodas had to be done during the day. Avodas could not be done at night. What was the very notable exception? If the haktara of all the evarim were done at night. So essentially, during the day they would pile up all the evarim, and at night they would go along and they would burn the evarim. We know we daven three tefillas every day. You daven shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. There's a discussion in the Gemara, Masechtas Brachos. Why do we daven three tefillas? One man number says because the tefillas the others were mesaken. I bring that there were three Avos. There's three Tfilas. Avram was Masakin Shachris, Yitzchak Vayetze, Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. He was Masakin Mincha, Vayivka Vamokim Ahu. Yaakov was Masakin Meirif. Three Avos, three Tfilas. So the three Tfilas are connected the three Avos. But the Gemara brings a different shot. The Gemara says that, you know why we daven three Tfilas? Because our Tfilah is really connected the Avoida. Right? The Ikur Tfilah was something that was instituted as a result of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Shemayin Esrei, which is the Ikur of Tefillah, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Ches was instituted on the day the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Because the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila live Golus Bavel, the beginning of Bayis Sheni, because during Bayis Rishon, when there was Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was Shechina, and there was the Urim V'Tumim, and the Aron, and all the Nisim, and the Flois, everything that went on, this all took place during Bayis Rishon. It wasn't necessary to have the structured tefillah that we have today. Tefillah is all Bimkoim the Karbonos. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, Ezra, Shimon HaTzadik, who lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, who was Mishiori Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, like the Mishnah says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. So that's when real tefillah started kicking in. Again, there was always a mitzvah of tefillah, but structured tefillah with Yud Ches Brachas, Yud Tes Brachas, that all happened more by Yishenity. But the bottom line is this Mandam of the Gemara Masechtas Brachas that says that tefillahs are connected to Karbonos. How so? Shachris is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar. Mincha is connected to Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. What about Meir? It's connected to Haktorah. Haktorah was done at night. So tefillahs Arvis is connected to the Haktorah. Now you had the whole night to do the Haktorah. The whole night you had to do the Haktorah. Once the night passed, at that point, you weren't allowed to do the Haktorah anymore. In fact, the Torah says in two places. The Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, and the Torah says in Parshas Kisisa, similar psukim, lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker, that you had to make sure that the imurim, the haktorah, was going to be done at night, but by the next morning, at that point already, you were out. But the bottom line is that what happens if you didn't do the haktorah at night? So the imurim became pasul. They became pasul, what we know as psul lina. So if Rav asked Rabbi Shailo, what would be if the imurim were lot? Meaning there was lina. But the lina happened, Beroish HaMizbeach. It was on the top of the Mizbeach at the time that it was lawn. Gishmak. Zamplois HaShachar comes, Nates, Kreis HaGever. It's the morning, and there were a Varim that the Kayhanim never burnt. It's Beroish HaMizbeach now. So the question is are they pasul? Are they now nifsal belina? Or are they not nifsal belina? Lina mayelas beroish shal mizbeach, meaning this psul lina beroish mizbeach, or ain't lina mayelas beroish mizbeach, or maybe there's no psul lina beroish mizbeach. So Rabbi told, or the Gemara explains, hey, what was Rav Shaila? Does he want to know if you can burn these emurim? Of course you can burn the emurim. Hashtalonu bazara amrit layerdu beroish shal mizbeach mibayim. We're learning perik mizbeach mekadesh, which is predicated on halacha that a double pasul that touches the Mizbeach, kivan she'alu lo yerdu. So it's pasha, even if there is psulina b'roish Hashem Mizbeach, but it's b'roish Hashem Mizbeach, by definition. So it's pasha that's going to be a mitzvah saktara. So Rav Shaila could not have been, is there a mitzvah to go burn the Zemurim? Of course there's a mitzvah to burn the Zemurim. That's the halacha of kivan she'alu lo yerdu. And it's b'roish Hashem Mizbeach. So the Shaila must have been v'elu d'yer. Shaila was where it was b'roish HaMizbeach b'amud HaShachar. Now it's not in the Mizbeach anymore. So we know k'shem sh'malu lo yerdu kachim yerdu lo yalu. So mitzad halacha v'malu lo yerdu mitzad halacha v'mizbeach mikadesh, there would be no mitzvah to put it back on the Mizbeach and burn it. The question is, if there's no psulina when it was b'roish HaMizbeach, so maybe there is halacha that you could put it back on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, what was the Shaila? What would it studim? L'shulcha medaminala. Do you compare the Mizbeach as it relates to psulina to the Shulchan, the Tanan, and that's a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. I feel like on Shulchan Yom and Rabbim Eber Kachklon. The halacha regarding the Shulchan is that the lechem aponim, which we know turned over every week, right? The turnover in the lechem aponim, used to remain on the Shulchan midei Shabbos l'Shabbat. Every Shabbos, that's when the Mishmar Hanichnas, Mishmar Hayotze, that was the changing of the guard in the Beis Hamikdash happened on Shabbos, and they used to divide the lechem aponim. The Mishmar Hayotze used to get half, the Mishmar Hanichnas used to get half. That's when everything happened. So the Shulchan had in it the lechem aponim. What would be if you left the lechem aponim there? Yomim rabim. You left it there for a very long time. Past Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Lechem aponim never became possible. Why don't you say there's a psulina? There's a mitzvah to be mechalik the lechem aponim at once Shabbos comes, once the week passes. The Teretz is, as long as it's in the shulchan, there's no psulina. So maybe the same would be true with the evarim and the Mizbeach. Just like the Shulchan, Afilu Hein Ala Shulchan Yabin Rabbi, Eber Kachlum. So maybe the same is true with the Mizbeach. Maybe the Karka, maybe we compare the Mizbeach to Karka. And just like if something's Lon, Bekarka, that is the Psulina, the Allah is, the Varon would become possible. Maybe in inspiration of Mizbeach, it's going to be possible. Amalesa, Rabbi told Rava, Ein Lina Bereisha Shom Mizbeach. There's no Psulina Bereisha Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Kibla Mineo Eloi. Was Rava Mekabel from Rava or not? I mean, Rava was Rava's Talmud, you would think. The Talmud asks, is Grace a Rebbe?
Rabba, a question. You would think he'd be makabel, but the Gemara says Tashma Itmar Yvarim Shlona Blazara, a varim that will learn mekate v'hoylech kol alaylo. The whole night you could do Akhtara. Lonu Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. What if it was Lon Bereisha Shal Mizbeach? Mekate v'hoylech lo'ilo. You could be mekate lo'ilo. Why? Because if it's Bereisha Mizbeach, even though it maybe is possible, Lina, but Kivan Sha'alu lo yerdu. Right now it's Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. Yerdu. Oh, this is the Shaila. What if it was Lon Bereisha Shal Mizbeach? Now it went off the Mizbeach. Rabba Mayalu. Rabba says you can put it back on the Mizbeach. Rabba Omar. Lo yalu. Rabba said lo yalu. Rabba said yalu. That was Rabba Lushitasai. That's what Rabba told Rabba. He holds that Ein Lina Mayalas Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. But what did Rabba say? Lo yalu. You can't put it back on. In other words, Lina Mayalas Bereisha Mizbeach. Shma mino lo kivlo mine shma mino. That's a raya that Rabba was not mekabel what he heard from his Rebbe Rabba. So two ha'aras. Number one. So we have here a shayla, Lina Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, or Ein Lina Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. It's Yodua that Reb Chaim Brisker asked a very stark kash. He asked that if you go through the Rambam Paskins, Ein Lina Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, stating that when the Rambam brings this halacha, he only brings it with regards to the Eivarim. So says the Rambam, if you have a murim, a varim, that a bereisha shal mizbeach, when it comes the next morning, alois hashachar. So even though it says in the Torah, lo yolin chelav chagi yad boiker, there's a concept of lino, but bereisha shal mizbeach, the Rambam paskins like Rabba, not like Rabba, the Rambam paskins like Rabba, that ein lino mayeles bereisha shal mizbeach. Reb Chaim was bothered that the psul lino is not only true, it's not only relevant when you're discussing haktara. We know there's a psul lino in dam as well. The Gemara says, earlier in the Masech, the dam nifsul b'shkiya sachama. So, zrika had to be done during the day. Once shkiya comes, the dam became possible lina. So just like a murim can be lon and now have a psulina, dam can also be lon and also have a psulina. Stating that, the Rambam only brings the halach of ein lina mayeles b'roish shel mizbeach regarding devar. The Rambam never brought the halacha with regards to dam. And Reb Chaim was very bothered by that aura. L'chur, if there's a din that there's no psulina b'roish shel mizbeach, then l'chur it should be true with regards to all psulina. There's no remez in the Gemara that this is only true for the Eivarim. We're learning a sugi about Eivarim. But the theory, the svara of Lina Mayalas Bereisha Shal Mizbeach L'chur has no shaykhus to Eivarim more than it does to them. But Reb Chaim gefrekt, why did the Rambam only bring the din of Lina Mayalas Bereisha Shal Mizbeach regarding to the Eivarim? Why didn't the Rambam bring the halacha with regards to the dam? Very good. Said Reb Chaim, vaistos from this, that the reason Ein Lina Mayalas Bereisha Shal Mizbeach is not related to Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh in the sense that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Eivarim, so that now there should be no Psulina. Because if that were the case, just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Eivarim, when the Eivarim are Bereisha Shal Mizbeach at the time that the sun rises, to say that there should be no Psulina, the same should be true if the Dam was on the Eivarim at the time of Shkia, the dam was on the Mizbeach. At the time of Shkia, the Mizbeach should be Mekadesh Adam and say the same thing. Said Reb Chaim Weiss says the way Ein Lina Mayeles Mizbeach works is differently. And that is that when the Ivarim are Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, it's not Lon. It's Bechefza, not Lina. In other words, Reb Chaim said, Yesh Lachka, Ein Lina Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. Is the Pshat that really there is Lina Bereisha Shal Mizbeach? Meaning, the technical criteria of what makes something Lina applies Bereisha Shal Mizbeach just like applies when it's Al Ritz Vasar Zara. Norvos, there's an idea of Mizbeach Mekadesh. There is an idea of Mizbeach Mekadesh. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Kachin, when it's Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, so there shouldn't be Psulina. Oye Shlachker, said Reb Chaim, is the Yisoid of Ein Lina Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, not that it works with Mizbeach Mekadesh, but rather, what is Lon? Lon means that you were negligent, you just left it hanging around. You didn't do with it what you were supposed to do with it. But to the extent that you put a Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, I did what I was supposed to do with it. Who said that Lon means that I didn't do the haktar? Maybe Lon means that I didn't bring it Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. But as long as I brought it Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, which is the makam haktar, maybe that's enough for it not to be considered Lon. And that's the shaila, said Reb Chaim, maybe whether Lina's Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach or Ein Lina Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach. So again, is the word of Ein Lina Mayeles Bereisha Shal Mizbeach that really it's Lon, nor vos, being that it's Bereisha Shal Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it, that there should be no psul Lina? So just like Mizbech could be Mekadosh Psulim, it could be Mekadosh in a preemptive way as well. That if something is Lon Bir Rosh Hashem Mizbech, the Kedushas Mizbech accomplishes that it never becomes possible, you know. Or said Reb Chaim, it's not working with the dinim of Mizbech Mekadosh. But rather, when the Evarim of Bir Rosh Hashem Mizbech, it's not considered that it was Lon. It just was never lon. Just like if you were makter, it wouldn't be lon. If it's bereishis shel mizbeach, it's not considered lon either. Because lon means that you never brought it to the makam hamarach. But to the extent that you brought it to the makam hamarach, even though you didn't actually do the haktara, that's enough to say that it wasn't ifsa belina, simply because it wasn't lon. Said Reb Chaim, what's the nafkemina? Dam. Because the evarim, their makam is bereishis shel mizbeach. But the dam didn't go bereishis shel mizbeach. Where did the dam go? Dam. The karno is lamala michot asikra, lamata michot asikra. But dam never went bereishis. So if the lumdis is that the mizbeach has a koyach to be mekadesh psulim, and it can work in a preemptive way to say that if something that's supposed to go on the mizbeach is bereish shel mizbeach at the time that the mutashacha comes, the mizbeach is mekadesh that it shouldn't be possible. You know, it's a special kedusha that the reish of mizbeach has. So mali evar mali dam. But if the vart is that it's not that it's working with mizbeach mekadesh. No, when I put the evar bereish shel mizbeach, it wasn't one. I wasn't over. I did what I was supposed to do. What was I supposed to do? I was supposed to put it Bereish Shel Mizbeach. Who said Lina means I didn't do Akhtara? Lina means I didn't put it in the Makam Amarach. Oh, that's true for the Evarim. Whose Makam Amarach is Bereish Shel Mizbeach? But the Dam that never goes Bereish Shel Mizbeach, that wouldn't go there. In other words, Reb Chaim was Meichiach from the fact that the Rambam only brings the Halacha by Evarim and he doesn't bring the Halacha by Dam. Must be that the way Ein Lina Bereish Shel Mizbeach works is not that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh so that there should be no Psalina. A Mizbeach Mekadesh in a preemptive way. That's not what it is. What it is, it's Bechefza not one. I think that it's very mashma like Reb Chaim's Yisoid from Targum Onkelos. There's two places in the Torah where the Torah mentions the Psulina. It's actually interesting because Rashi over here by us brings the Pasuk for Psulina in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches. It says V'loyolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker. V'loyolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker. A Pasuk clearly implying that there's a psulina, you're not allowed to leave the chalovim, you're not allowed to leave the emurim until the morning. You have to make sure that the akhtara happens at night. There's another pasuk in Parshas Kisisa that says, V'lo yolin la-boiker zevach chaga pasuk. It's a very similar pasuk. Both psukim say in psulina. Interestingly, if you look at Rashi and Brachas, the first Mishnah in Shas, where the Mishnah over there mentions the mitzvah of akhtara kol alayla, Rashi over there says, what's the makar to kol alayla? But by the next morning, it's nifsa belina. Rashi brings the other pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. That's a horror. That Rashi and Zvach Peizayim brings the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, and Rashi Brachas Dabei Zamanal brings the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. But regardless, it says V'lo Yolin Chelav Chagiyad Boiker. Says Targum Unkelis V'lo Yesivun Bar Min Madbecha Tarbe Nichzas Chaga Atzarfa. You shouldn't allow Lo Yolin Lo Yesivun. Says Targum Unkelis Bar Min Madbecha away from the Mizbeach Tarbe. The fats, that's chelev, nichzas chago, that's chagi, at safra, until the morning. I ask you, Targum Unkelos is a mefarish. Which word is Targum Unkelos being mefarish when he says bar min midbecha? Bar min midbecha means outside of the mizbeach. Targum doesn't say mizbeach. It says v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. V'lo yolin is v'lo yesivon. Chelev chagi, that's tarbe nichzas chago, ad boiker, that's ad safra. Bar min midbecha? Who stay bar min midbecha? If you look at the Targum Parshas Kisisa, it says the same thing. Again, the pasuk is v'lo yolin la boiker zeva chad ha-pasuk. V'lo yesivun litzafra bar min madbecha tarbe nichzas chag ha-pisbecha. Bar min, what does it say bar min midbecha? Vaitstois, Targum Unkelos was teaching what lina means. You want to know what lina is? Lina is, you left it outside of the mizbeach. That is the definition of lina. The Targum is, when he wrote Bar Min Madbecha, you know which word he was tied to? Lo Yolin. What does Lo Yolin mean? Lo Yolin. Don't leave it around. It's a little ambiguous, the term. So Unkelos is helping us out a little bit. So it says, the Targum explained to you what it means. It means, if it wasn't on the Mizbeach, das is Lina. It's klar. That is the Taitch of Lina. In other words, when something is Bereish on Mizbeach, you want to know why it's not Lina? You want to know why ain't Lina Moelis Bereish on Mizbeach? Well, das is nicht Lina. Well, das is nicht Bar Min Madbecha. Das is nicht the Chefza von Lina. That was Reb Chaim's side. It's not pshat that it's lon, but Mizbech Mekadosh, and Malul Yerudu, so it works preemptively. The word is Bar Min Madbecha. That is the definition of lina. I think from Targum Unkelos we have a right to Reb Chaim. But either way, it's the first. But regardless, that's the first Torah. Just tell you something interesting. It's getting late early. But I'll just tell you something interesting, and that is that just a nice Mara Makim. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there were 10 Nisim that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, sorry, Nisim. One of the Nisim that the Mishnah says was Lehisriach Basar HaKodesh Me'olam, that the Basar, the Kachim, never smelled. Right, you would have thought it's outside, it's in Nazara, it could have smelled. The Basar Kachim never smelled. Listen to what Rashi on Pirkei Avos, right? If you look in the back of the Gemara, so there's Rashi on the side, there's the parish of Rashi, and there's the parish of the Rambam. So this is where Rashi, this is Yontif brings us, incidentally. Says Rashi, I quote, Lo yisriach basra ha-kodesh me'olam, kishaloi hoyulem p'nai lahakta balaylos kol evarim, when they didn't have time, the kayhanim, to be machter all the evarim at night. Right, mitzvahs haktaras emurim was at night. But let's say they didn't have time. There were so many evarim, they couldn't be machter. Ma'ilam oisim roish shalom ezbech. What they do is, they would take the evarim, and they would put it b'roish shalom ezbech. Va'oimdim sham shnei yamim oishloish. And they would leave it there for 2 or 3 days. Achyu p'nuyim lachtirim. Until they had time to be makdirit. She'en lina mayelis behem b'roish shalom ezbech. You don't have to worry, you can keep it there for 3 days. It's not a problem. What do you mean, p'sul lina? La'yolim chelof chagiyad b'ikim. No, it's not a problem. Because Beroish Hashem is Bech, Ein Lina Mayelis Beroish Hashem is Bech. V'nasav emnes, says Rashi, a miracle happened. Shalei hoyu masrichin kol zman akvasim. Even though it sat there for a couple of days, l'maisa, it never smelled. That's what Rashi says. So the Leisriach Basra Kodesh Me'olam, what's that related to? It's related to a sugya mesecht zvachim. The Gemara we just learned, Daf Pei Zayin, Ein Lina Mayelis Beroish Hashem is Bech. Now you know the rest of the story. But it's interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote a pirish on Pirkei Avos. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he brings this Rashi, and listen to what he says. Ayin bepirish hamechuna Rashi. Take a look at the pirish, which is known as pirish Rashi, Shehuva betosfes yontif, who says that there were times that the caliph didn't have enough time to do what they need to do. So they would put all the evarim, they would stand, they would pile it up, Bereish Hashem Mizbech, ain't need my yellas anyways, they'd wait 2 or 3 days. When they had time, they would deal with it. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, V'davar Zarhu. It's very strange. Sha'imer, Sha'imdim Sham Shnaim, Ushloisha Yamim, V'havadai Burchahi. Share Bechol Yoim Achashe Sidru Hamarocha Machzirim Oivarim Lamarocha Venesrafim Sham. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. It's a Davar Zar. Burkehi. Bottom line is, there's no way that that's what happened. So what did happen? So others say, more pashit, more simply, is that the Azara was outside. I mean, that's where physically the Azara was. And it got very hot sometimes, right? It still get very hot during the summer, for sure. And you had Kachim Kalim, by the way, that was Nechal Shnei Yom and Velay Lechad. So sometimes the food, you didn't meet outside in a burning heat for, you know, 36 hours or whatever it is, it can get very, very hot. So the bottom line is, it can spoil. That was the Chiddush. Nothing ever happened. But to say that they would bedafka go and leave a mark, ain't lina mayelis b'reish shalom ezbech, there is such a concept. But to go to katchila, leave it there for 2 or 3 days, and kishiyulem pnuyim, when they're going to have time, that's when they're going to deal with it. That's already a very, very big chiddush. But I'll tell you something parenthetically. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, ayin pirish hamechuna Rashi. Take a look at the pirish that's known as pirish Rashi. It's interesting. It seems like he was suggesting, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that he wasn't so sure if Rashi on Pirkei Avos is really Rashi. Ayin pirish hamechuna b'shem Rashi. So we know Rashi in the Nedarim. Some say Rashi's daughters wrote it. We know Rashi in Masechtas Nazir. Rabbi Kivega brings the Begillion of Shas. Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, Rav Tzchias, at the very end of Masechtas Tainis, says that Rashi in Masechtas Tainis, not Rashi. I mean, you have the Rashbam some places, above Bava Basra, Masechtas Pesachim, and then you have the Rivan at the end of Masechtas Makis. So we know not all Rashi is Rashi. But here you have Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who said that Rashi on Avos is not Rashi. The truth is that it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden with Shitas, because Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his sefer that he wrote on Pirkei Avos, has an arichos, and he says over there, he has rayas, it's clear to him that Rashi on Pirkei Avos is not Rashi. I'll tell you something interesting. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, the Marat Tzchias, wrote a sefer called Imrei Bina. In Imrei Bina, Simon Yud Dalet, he brings this Yaivetz. He says, Hine, Harav HaYaivetz Mesupik, Empirish Rashi La'avis, Hu Be'emes Me Rashi, Irak Miyuchas Elof. And then he brings from others who brought Rayas that it really is Rashi. So apparently it was a controversy. It is Rashi, it's not Rashi. Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, Be'ulam Ledaiti Hadover Tamua. Says it to me. The Eich Efshi Yeshiyah Mechuba Me Rashi. Says, I don't understand how it could be Rashi. Because if you look around at all the Mefarshi of us, nobody really quotes Rashi. And he says, if there was a Rashi on Avos, it'd be checkmate. Right? You ever hear Pirkei Avos share? Rabbi Yehuda says this, and this one says that, and then there's the Medrash Shmuel, and this, right? There's 900 Pshatim. If there's Rashi, everything starts with Rashi. And says, Rav Tzvi Erech Chaya, I don't know, I've gone to Pirkei Avos here. I mean, it doesn't say that, but the proverbial Pirkei Avos here, and you know, Rashi is like an afterthought, right? Rashi's an afterthought when you learn Avos. How could it be an afterthought? It's Rashi. That's where it starts. Chumash Rashi. It's not Chumash, it's Chumash Rashi. So how could Rashi be an afterthought? He says, it's clear. Look at all the Mefarshei Avos. It's clear they must have thought that it wasn't Rashi. He says, V'oid Matzasi Harbe in Yonim Tmu in the Pirish there. He says, a lot of things that I found in this Pirish that are very difficult to understand. Asher ein efsharish yatzu mipi kodesh avia tuude rashiza. Asher yodanu darke bakodesh ki medaktek tamid belashoinei hodik heted. Every word in Rashi is so oiskerechen. They say Rabbeinu Tam, who was Rashi's grandson, who was the gadol of the Bali Tosfos, said that he could have written Rashi on Shas. He said he could have written Rashi on Shas, but Rashi al Torah could have never written. That's what he's saying. One of Rashi's talmidim said that Rashi wrote Shivanakiyim, it's an expression. He said Shivanakiyim literally between every word that he wrote in his Pirish. I mean, that's Pirish Rashi. And says Rav Tzvi Erech Chaya, this Pirish doesn't feel that way. It doesn't have that same feel that Rashi al Asha says. And he says, besides, he says there's just these inconsistencies between Rashi and Avos. And then he has a whole simon. It's beautiful. It's two, three columns over here at Imre Bina where he has Rashis from specific. He went through every single Rashi and he brought Rashis from like 10, 15 of them that he thinks Rashi and Avos is not Rashi, regardless. Just interesting. So this idea, lo yisriach baser hakodesh meyolam, what was the nest? The nest was because the Yidden, the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, used to rely on this kula of ein nino mayel esperei shamas beyach. So sometimes it would sit there for 2 or 3 days and it was hot in the sun and still it was lo yisriach. That was in fact a tremendous miracle. It's one of the asara nisim that used to happen in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have to leave the second aura. So vayte zokta gemara vayte shem shamas beyach mekadesh. So the Mishnah said that just like the mizbeach is mekadesh, so too the kevesh was mekadesh. Ukashem Shaham is Beach the Hakedesh Mikachin as a Royalem, Kacha Kalim Mikachin. So not only was the Mizbeach Mikadesh, but the Kevesh was also Mikadesh. And not only was the Kevesh Mikadesh, but there's a din that Klisharis had an ability to be Mekadosh himself. Tanu Rabbanon, and I gave him his Beach. In the Elam is Beach. Kevish Minayim. So we know, Kanam is Gem is Beach. Yikdosh. That's one of the two Mekairis to Mizbeach Mekadosh. I would think only the Mizbeach. How do you know the ramp? Talmud Loimar Esha Mizbeach. Now Rashi says, this Esha Mizbeach is referring to a pasuk in the Torah that says, Umashachta Esha Mizbeach. Esha Mizbeach is the rabbi is something that's tafel to the mizbeach. What in this case is tafel to the mizbeach is referring to the kevesh. Klisharis minay, how do you know klisharis? Talmud loymar kol anageya behem yikdash. So not only is the mizbeach mekadesh, but the kevesh is mekadesh. And not only is the kevesh mekadesh, but the klisharis have an ability to be mekadesh as well. Either way, zokti gemar bayim neir shlokish meb yoichanon klisharis maushi yikachuas apsulin. Could the klisharis be mekadesh a davar pasul? So davar pasul that goes into a klisharis, is it mekadesh? So for example, let's say dam apostle would be in the klisharis. The klisharis that's going to be used now to do the zrika. Is the klisharis mekadesh the dam apostle? So now you could do zrika? And when you do zrika, you'll be able to do aktara. It was mekadesh the dam. It somehow cleaned it. Or no, amalei tenisua. So Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish. It's a Mishnah, Reish Lakish. You asking me a Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Kishem Shem is Bech, Vakevish Mekachin as a Roy, Lehem Kach Kele Mekachin. Amalei, so he told him, no, I know that. Likat Chilo Likarev Kami Bayali. In other words, very little Rashi, but the Pshat is that Reish Lakish understood Avada, the Mishnah says, is the concept that Klisharis is Mekadesh. But he thought that maybe it's not related to the sugya that we're learning. Even though it's a Mishnah on Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, maybe it's not coming to tell me halacha regarding Mizbeach Mekadesh, but rather regarding a different halacha. And that is that a kachim, we know you can't be poida. Can't be poida kachim. Once something is hektish, unless it has a mum, you can't be poida. A mincha is the same thing. You can't be poida mincha. Mincha can't have a mum. But you can't be poida mincha. The only time you can't be poida mincha is once it was niskadesh kedushas aguf beklisharis. But if it wasn't niskadesh kedushas aguf beklisharis, you could be poida. Reish Lakish thought that maybe when the Mishnah says klisharis is mekadesh, it didn't mean a dover possibly karev ala mizbech. The sugi of mizbech mekadesh amolu lo yerdu. Maybe it meant something else. It meant that if you have a mincha that's puzzle, it's now in a klisharis. The klisharis is mekadesh it, so that now
You cannot be poyedet.
But we karev lekatchila, maybe not. And that was his shayla.
I want to know if this halacha, that klishore is on mekachin, is it only true with regards to being mekadesh, the double apostle, that it should be miskadesh, klishore zagufta, now you should not be able to. Or maybe it means even the karev lekatchila.
So he told him back, Hanami Tonino.
So Rabbi Yechanan said that's also a Mishnah, because when the Mishnah went through the examples of cases of Imolu Ayerdu, the Mishnah said, Shekiblu psulim, vizarku es dame. So if you remember, it was the second Mishnah in the parak, the Mishnah had all long list of Imolu Ayerdu. It said if apostle did the Kabbalah and apostle did the Zrika, right? That's partially the way you read it. Shekiblu psulin vizarku as damai. Psulin is going on the kiblu and the zarku. Apostle did the Kabbalah, apostle did the Zrika. Now, my love, shekiblu psulin vizarku psulin. And it's mashma that what? That the only time it's a malu lo yerdu is if apostle also did the Zrika. Doseis, what would be if apostle did the Kabbalah, but a kosher would do the Zrika? It sounds like then it wouldn't be a malu lo yerdu. Then you could leave the dam there, you could even be makta de murim le katchila. Why? I thought apostle did the Kabbalah. It's true. But once the apostle was mekabel the dam in a klishares, even though the dam is apostle and the Kabbalah is apostle, so this person is not going to get ritzui, but lemaisa as it relates to the halachas of could you do the zrika and could I do the haktara, at that point I could do the zrika and the haktara because the klishares was mekadesh the dam. Because if you're going to tell me that Klisharis is not mekadesh to them, then why does the Mishnah say shekiblu psulin vizarku psulin? Just say shekiblu psulin. Even if a kasha wants to do this rika, or if a kasha does do this rika, you can't be makta de murim. Because there's a problem with the Kabbalah. The teretz is that once the apostle did the Kabbalah, even though we're missing the avodas HaKabbalah, again, you're not getting kapara for this garden, because you don't have the avodas HaKabbalah. But Hamia, the klisharis, had an ability to be mekadesh to dam. So you see clearly, said Rabbi Yochanan, that the klisharis can be mekadesh to dam. So even if you Reish Lakish want to somehow wiggle out and say that, from the fact that the Mishnah says, Kishem Shah, Kevesh mekadesh, Kach klisharis mekachim, it doesn't mean the garden. So maybe this mission is not a raya, but I have another mission in the same parak that is a raya. Because the mission is mashma only if the Kabbalah and the Zrika were done by Psulim. But if only the Kabbalah was done by Apostle, you could go to Katchil and do whatever you want. Vaistois, that the Klisharis was Makadish. But he told him back, there's no raya. Loy. Maybe the way to read the mission is not Shekiblu Psulim ve Zarku Psulim, but rather Loy Shekiblu Psulim inamisha Zarku Psulim. Maybe it means either or. The bottom line is that if you read the mission either or, then the mission is saying to the contrary. Shekiblu Psulim, that's enough to say Imolu lo yerdu, or Zarku Psulim is enough to say Imolu lo yerdu. But Enochinami, Kiblu Psulim is only Imolu lo yerdu, because it could be the Klishares does not have an ability to be Mekadesh, the dam, that it should be Karev Lekatchila. It's interesting, the Rambam paskins that Klishares is Mekadesh, the dam, Karev Lekatchila. So I'm not going to have time to go through this, as Rabbi Chaim and Sefer on this. But the Rambam paskins that the Klishares is Mekadesh, the dam, Karev Lekatchila. And one of the Chidushim that Rabbi Chaim says in Sefer is that if that's the case, you have a Raya that the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, not like Rabbi Yeshua in the first Mishnah. Because the discussion in the Poskim whether the Rambam Shita is like Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Gamliel. Which Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel? So in the first Mishnah we had a Machlokes. Mizbech Mekadesh is Haroi. Is only Roi Li'ishim that the Mizbech is Mekadesh? When we say the Mizbech is Mekadesh is Haroi, it means anything that was Roi Li'Mizbech. The Gemara said, Ein Bein Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua, El Odam Menasachim. In other words, only something that went on the fire of the Mizbech that we have the Mizbech Mekadesh? Or is it true for anything that went on the Mizbech, not only on the fire of the Mizbech? Rabbi Yeshua said, only Roi Li'ishim. Rabbi Gamliel said, anything that went on the Mizbech. Says Rabbi Chaim, if the Rambam paskins that Klisharis is Mekadesh Dam, Eivarim didn't go in the Klisharis, it was the Dam that went in the Klisharis. So obviously, he holds Mizbech Mekadesh relates even to something that's not Roi Li'ishim. You see, it works even for Dam. So he say Meris. It's very clear, said Reb Chaim, that the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. Because again, if it's only Roi Li'ishim that the Mizbech is Mekadesh, how could Klisharis be Mekadesh Dam? The whole Shail of Klisharis is a moot point. It has to be Roi Li'ishim. The Dam is not Roi Li'ishim. Now, what's the Ha'ara on Reb Chaim? You sit down to learn this, Reb Chaim. So, what's the first thing that you're supposed to think? And that is maybe Klisharis Mekadesh Psulim Lechud and Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulim Lechud. It's two different dinim, right? Mizbeach Mekadesh, that has to be Roi Li'ishim. But Klisharis Mekadesh, who said that has anything to do with Roi Li'ishim? It's before Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim held that Klisharis Mekadesh Psulim is related to Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulim. So that there's no way the Klisharis can be Mekadesh something that the Mizbeach can't be Mekadesh. Pasha, you learn it's two separate dinim. Mizbeach is Mekadesh, Klisharis is Mekadesh. In Mizbeach, there's a concept of Roi Li'ishim. The Klisharis has no concept of Roi Li'ishim. Doesn't make any sense. So meaning that there's no Roi Li'ishim, avada the Klisharis can be Mekadesh, even Dam. In Reb Chaim, you see not that way. You see that the Klisharis Mekadesh is a Sifkot on a Mizbeach Mekadesh. it's somehow a derivative of Mizbeach Mekadesh, so that it can't be more than Mizbeach Mekadesh. So it's only Aliba the Rabbi Gamliel that holds that the Mizbeach can be Mekadesh Dam, that it even makes sense to have a conversation whether or not the Klisharis can be Mekadesh Dam. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to be Roy Le'ishin, there's no din Mizbeach Mekadesh on Dam, then Avada there's no din Klisharis Mekadesh on Dam. It's not a separate halacha, there's Mizbeach Mekadesh and there's Klisharis Mekadesh. Klisharis Mekadesh is a sifkot in a Mizbeach Mekadesh. So if there's no Mizbeach Mekadesh by Dam, if the Rambam paskins that Klisharis is Mekadesh Dam, it's a raya said Reb Chaim that the Rambam must have held, like Reb Gamliel, that the Mizbeach could be Mekadesh Dam as well. Either way, another shayla, Avim Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Dami, Oy, Oy. So we know that there's a concept of Avim Mizbeach, Kimizbeach, Dami. And that's not really the Gemara Shaila, even though it sounds like that's the Gemara Shaila. Avim Mizbeach, Kimizbeach, Dami, Yodai. But the Peskarov in the Shirim was Mavar. That, of course, that's not what the Gemara Shaila is. There's rias to that. The Gemara Shaila was with regards to the Aloch of Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kolonegeb Mizbeach Yikdash. What if something touched the Avra of the Mizbeach? Rashi says, you took a pole, you put meat of a carbon on top of the pole, you hung it, you suspended it on top of the Mizbeach. Do we say that the Avra of the Mizbeach is Mekadeshid? Or is the Avra of the Mizbeach not Mekadeshid? Toshma, I'll bring you a rack. Shemesh Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. Just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Kevesh is also Mekadesh. What does it mean the Kevesh is Mekadesh? If Devarim are on the Kevesh, you can now walk it up the Kevesh and put it on the Mizbeach. If you're going to tell me Avra Mizbeach is not going to be Mizbeach, Avra Kevesh is not going to be Kevesh. That means Avra Kevesh is not going to be either. How could you take it from the Kevesh in the Mizbeach? When you take it from the Kevesh in the Mizbeach, you're going to have to lift it, right? So if you lift it at that point, it left the Mizbeach. Because if the Aver can't be Mekadesh it, that means that when it goes into the Aver, it's like it left. Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu, Kachim Yerdu Lo Yalu. So at that point, how is it possible then to go put it on the Mizbeach? This whole concept of the Kevesh being Mekadesh doesn't really make sense. It doesn't work, because how are you getting it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach? It has to go via the Aver. So isn't that a raya that Aver is Kevesh Dami? But the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. The Nogadle, maybe you schlepped it. Who said you have to pick it up? Maybe when the Kevesh is Mekadesh, you just schlep it. But the Gemara says that doesn't either work, because va'aver yesh bein Kevesh l'mizbeach. Isn't there space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach? I mean that the space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach isn't that aver. Now, the truth is, even though the space, but we know it didn't go over the ground, because the Kevesh overlapped two amos, the Ami Yisoid and the Ami Soiv. But the point is, there is a little bit of Aver between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Albeit that Aver doesn't go all the way down to the ground. It's going to go down to the Soiv. That's really where it's going to go to. But right now, you're on the Aver of the Soiv. So again, you're at the end of the day, you can't just schlep it where it doesn't run into Aver. You're going to run into Aver by that Amma. So mean that you're going to run into Aver by that Amma, and still it works. So you have a raya that Aver Mizbeach is Kim Mizbeach Dami. But the Gemara says, no, Rubai Le Kevesh Ke Kevesh, Rubai Le Mizbeach. You go Basar Roiv. So that Amma was very, very small. So you make sure the roiv of it is going to always be on the kevesh, or the roiv, you're schlepping it. Roiv of it's going to be on the kevesh, roiv is going to be on the mizbeach. If roiv is on the kevesh, we look at all of them in the mizbeach. Rubik Kekula. If roiv is on the mizbeach, we look at all of them in the mizbeach. The point is, you always make it go bus or roiv. So even though at some point they'll be on top of the aver, that doesn't bother me. The shaila in the Gemara is Aver Mizbeach Ki Mizbeach, where it's completely on top of the Aver, or Roiv of it is on the Aver. It's not Roiv on the Mizbeach, a little bit on the Aver. That doesn't bother me, because you can go Basar Roiv for that. The question is where it's completely on top of the Aver. So says the Gemara, therefore you have no Raya from there. But the Gemara says, Lemaisa, you see the Kevesh was Mekadesh. And the only way to get from the Kevesh and Mizbeach is at the very least by going over that Am. You're going to tell me it's not a raya that Aver Mizbeach is Kimizbeach with regards to the laws of Amalu Lo Yerdu, because you're going to tell me that being that Roiv of it is on the Mizbeach, or Roiv of it is going to be on the Kevesh, that's going to be enough. But the Gemara says, at the very least, Tivshay Miha, Hadabai Rami Bar Chama, let's at the very least be Poshid, Rami Bar Chama Shaila, what was Rami Bar Chama Shaila? Yeshchi Bala Oilam, Oiloi. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know, if part of the Dover Pasul touched the Mizbeach, regarding the Ikar Alacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh, so you have a piece of meat that's possible, right if it touched the Mizbeach. Is that enough to say that the entire thing that touched the Mizbeach, entire piece of meat is now Kivan Sh'alu Lo Yerdu? Or do we say that whatever touched it, touched it, whatever didn't touch it, didn't touch it? He wanted to know if this Chibur La'ilam Ailai, do we look at the entire piece of meat as if it's attached? Or do we now look at whatever touched it is on the Mizbeach, but whatever touched it is not on the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, shouldn't we be able to be Poshit that at the very least, Yesh Chibur La'ilam? Because if you're going to tell me that Ein Chibur La'ilam,
that whatever touches the Mizbeach, touched the Mizbeach. Whatever didn't touch the Mizbeach, didn't touch the Mizbeach. Then the same has to be true when it goes through the Avar. That whatever is on the Mizbeach and not in the Avar is on the Mizbeach and not on the Avar. But whatever is not on the Mizbeach is really not on the Mizbeach. If that's the case, you can't go Basaroi. So at the very least, Tainas the Gemara, you should be able to be Poshe Rabbi Bar Chaim Shaila, Tifshoit Yeh Shchibur. So the Gemara says, Alei Kasha, that doesn't bother me. Tifshoit, you could be Poshe. We're going to stop here.